This is DOE SBIR Talk.
When you respond to a DOE Phase 1 SBIR STTR funding opportunity announcement, also referred to as a FOA, you will be submitting a proposal package through grants.gov. It is important that you think about your proposal as a package, as there are multiple documents and forms that you will need to prepare and submit. That said, in this tutorial, we will focus only on one part of the package called the project narrative. This is often referred to as the heart of the application package. This is also where your proposal preparation activities should begin. Plan on spending considerable time preparing this document so that you can clearly and thoroughly describe the approach you will take to address the topic and subtopic you have selected. However, don't forget that the project narrative is but one part of the application package. It is also important that you allow sufficient time to complete the other sections of your application, many of which will require gathering information and documents from other people. In the accompanying PDF, you will find a list of the sections typically included in a project narrative. However, always confirm that there have not been any changes in this outline by searching for the phrase project narrative in the current funding opportunity announcement. Guidance can always be found there regarding the outline for the project narrative, as well as the number of words and the number of pages you must not exceed. Please note that historically, DOE has not specified the type font you should use, but instead limits the scope of the project narrative to 15 pages and 7,500 words. The font size used can be 10-point minimum. It is always best to organize your project narrative using the outline provided in the FOA. This makes it easier for the reviewers to find relevant information when evaluating your proposal against predetermined criteria. Be sure to read the guidelines that DOE provides under each item in the outline. What new proposal writers often ask is, how long should each section of the project narrative be? Here are a few suggestions regarding some of the sections. After the cover page, the initial section of the project narrative is called the Identification and Significance of the Problem or Opportunity and Technical Approach. This section is typically 4.5 pages in length. This is where companies demonstrate that they understand the problem of interest to DOE, present their innovation, and assure that it is adequately addressed from a technical perspective. The next section, referred to as anticipated public benefits, is usually short, between 0.5 page and 0.75 pages in length. This section is followed by the technical objectives, which usually includes 5 or 6 objectives. DOE calls out that the next section, called the work plan, should be a substantial part of the project narrative. This section frequently averages 5 pages in length and links the objectives to the work plan. Applicants also include figures and tables throughout the project narrative, usually an average of 9. Now, although we have quickly reviewed the average length of key sections in the project narrative, it is important to remember it is what you say in the project narrative that is the most important, as well as the ease with which reviewers can extract the information they need to evaluate your responsiveness and innovation to the topic and subtopic. The content for various sections of the project narrative is discussed in other tutorials.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.